大家在主里面平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters in the Lord.
今天跟大家思想一个题目是神基督的神身体，也就是我们教会。
Today we want to talk about the topic of the body of Christ, the church.
那么我们知道，我们是生活在教会的时代。
We know that we are living in the era of church.
那么我们知道教会是基督所建立的。
We know that church is established by Christ.
人的眼睛看不到神。
Man's eye cannot see God.
但是人的眼睛可以看到教会。
But man's eye can see church.
人看到外面这个建筑物，他知道这是一个教会。
When man sees a church building, they know that that's a church.
人看到有人从这教会里面进进出出，礼拜天车停得很满。
When man sees people coming in and out of church during Sunday, they know that they see the cars parking outside the church. They know that's a church.
所以他知道人到教会是礼拜天去的。
And they understand that people go to church on Sundays.
假如人看到你，知道你是基督徒。
If a man sees you and know you are a Christian.
他可以看到你的生活。
And they can see your life.
所以教会是一个无形的神的有形的身体。
So church is a formless body of Christ.
、Let me think about this. The church is the visible body of the invisible God.
God. Okay.
That sounds right?
Yeah, perfect. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. 我也已经 confused. 所以想一想，我们人也就是无形的神的有形的身体。
So our human, we people, that is a visible church for God's invisible church.
你什么样子，人就看到什么样子。
What you like is what people see.
教会是什么样子，人就看到是什么样子。
What does the church look like and people see that is the church?
换句话说，人看到我们就应该是看到神。
And I use another word, when people see us, they should somehow see like God.
你思想过这一点没有？
Have you ever thought about it?
这是一个很严肃的。
This is a very serious matter.
人看到我们就看到神。
When people see us, they see the likeness of God.
我们怎么样来在人面前表现呢？
And how do we live in front of people?
这就是我们今天思想的这个问题。
This is the question we want to think about today.
基督的身体就是教会。
The body of Christ is church.
可我们再加上教会就是我们。
But church is us.
我们怎么样，有行为怎么样，就把教会表现出来。
How we behave that we demonstrate how church is.
教会怎么样表现出来，就把神也表现出来。
How the church displays itself that shows how God is leading the church.
所以假如我们想我们人看到我们就是看到神的话，我们多花点时间来思想这里面的含义，怎么样应用在我们身上。
And we should spend more time to think about when people see us, they actually see the likeness of God.
所以我们首先来看基督怎么样建造他的身体， 怎么样建造这个教会。
And first, we want to take a look how Christ established his church.
我们知道人是教会的成分。
We know that men are the component of church.
所以基督要把人带到教会里。
So Christ brings his people to his church.
把什么人带到教会里？
What kind of people did Christ, do Christ bring to his church?
世界上有各种各样的人。
There's all kinds of people in this world.
可是我们人的观点跟神的观点不一样。
But our humans, thinking is quite different from God's mind.
我们说有东方人，有西方人。
We know that there's Western people and Eastern people.
有男有女。
There's man, woman,
有老有少
and the old, elder people and young people.
可以好多种分
There's quite different categories.
可是从以弗所说二章十一节我们看到在神的眼光里面实际上只有两种人
But from the Ephesians chapter 2:11, from God's point of view, there's only two kinds of people in the world.
受隔离的没有受隔离的
The people who circumcised and not uncircumcised.
是跟神有约的，跟神没有约的。
And the people has God covenant and not non-covenant people.
是外邦人跟犹太人。
And the Gentiles and the Israelites.
所以我们看到，犹太人是受隔离的，神的约民是有指望的。
So that we know that the Jews, they are circumcised people, and they are God's covenant people, and they have hope.
外邦人是未受隔离的，没有神的，也没有指望。
And the Gentiles, they are uncircumcised, and they are without God, and they are without hope.
我们也知道，外邦人跟犹太人之间有数千年的敌意
And we also know that there's a barrier between the Jews and the Gentiles from thousand years.
为什么有这个敌意啊
Why there's such a hostility?
我们可以来思想
We can think about it.
这一张图片是在希律修改了圣殿以后，这里面他们。圣殿的建筑物。
This picture shows that the temple after that king, the Roman king Hero built the temple.
这里说是犹太人的庭院。
And that part is belongs to the Jews temple court.
这里是外邦人的庭院。
And that is the part of the court for the Gentiles.
在这两个庭院中间有一道墙。
And there's a wall between these two courts.
这墙的目的是禁止外邦人进入里面的庭院。
And the purpose for the wall there is prevent the Gentiles from entering the inner court.
在 Acts 使徒行传二十一章里面。犹太人要杀保罗，为什么？他们就是认为保罗带着他的希腊的信徒过了这个墙。
And in the book of Acts, the Jews trying to kill Apostle Paul because they thought that Paul bring the Gentiles into the inner court.
为什么外邦人跟犹太人中间有这么强的敌意？
Why there's such a hostility, the war, the barrier between the Gentiles and the Jews?
就是因为信仰的关系。
That's because of the belief.
有不同的风俗习惯。
And the different traditions.
最重要的是律法。
And the most important is the law.
因为我们知道犹太人有律法。
We know that the Jews has its law.
我们知道犹太人的律法不仅仅是十诫。
We know that the laws for the Jews is not just the Ten Commandments.
他们还有的律法是有关民事方面的律法。
And they also have some other laws to govern their morals.
他们有的律法是圣洁方面的 ceremonial 的律法。
And there's other ceremonial purification law.
献祭。要献燔祭、献素祭、各式各样平安祭等等，目的是什么？让他们在神面前可以圣洁。
And there's all kind of different sacrificial laws for them to give different sacrifice to God, so they can be forgiven by God.
什么东西可以吃？什么东西不可以吃？什么动物可以接触？什么动物不能够接触？
And the law of eating things, what kind of animals they can eat and what kind they cannot, and what are the clean animals and not clean animals.
所以的目的就使他们能够圣洁。
And all this, the purpose is for them to be clean before God.
那么他们认为外邦人没有律法的是不圣洁的。
And they think that the Gentiles have no laws. That's why they are not clean.
所以他们认为外邦人是污秽的、肮脏的。
So they think the Gentiles are all defiled and they are not purified.
所以耶稣要在建立他的身体以前，他一定要把外邦人跟犹太人中间这一道敌意。
So when Jesus began to establish his body, the church, he needs first to tear down the wall, the barrier between the Gentiles and the Israelites.
所以我们刚刚看二章十四节，因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
So from the Ephesians chapter 2 verse 14 says, For he himself is our peace, who has made the two in one, and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility.
当然我们说耶稣除掉这个墙，而不是除掉我们刚才看到的圣殿里那个墙。
We understand that the wall being abolished by Jesus is not the wall shows in the picture, the physical wall.
他除掉是无形的那个墙，在外邦人跟犹太人之间的。
The wall he abolished is that invisible wall between the Gentiles and the Israelites.
他怎么除掉的呢
？And how he tear down that wall?
因为他说，因他使我们和睦。
The Bible says because he reconciled us.
那么。英文的翻译说 For he himself is our peace. 这句话是什么意思？他自己就是我们的平安。那么这句话是什么意思？
What does that mean?
我们来思想一下。我们刚刚说外邦人与犹太人的敌意是由于律法。那么他要拆掉这个墙，也要从律法方面来拆掉这个墙。
We know the hostility between the Gentiles and the Israelites is the law. So in order to tear this wall down, he needs to tear down the he need to start with the law.
那要他把他自己奉献上去。
So he offered sacrificed himself.
那么我们今天所选的宣召是在弥迦书。
So today our call to worship is taken from the book of Micah.
在弥迦书里面，弥迦是形容主耶稣两次来临的事工。
And the prophet Micah described the two ministries that Jesus came to this earth.
那么耶稣来，他是要来牧养。
So Jesus came, he wants to be the shepherd of his people.
他要关怀人，关心人。
He wants to care his people.
他要把平安带给以色列。
He wants to bring peace to the Israelites.
所以在第五节结束说，必做 我们的平安。
And on the verse fifth, he said, "He will be their peace."
当圣经上每一次提到平安的时候
，Every time when the peace is mentioned in the Bible,
那保罗就提醒我们，平安的反面就是敌意。
And the Apostle Paul remind us the opposite of peace is hostile.
所以他在罗马书里面说，我们对神是有敌意的。
And in the book of Romans, and Paul said, we are the enemies of God.
那么，所以主耶稣基督，他本身是没有敌意的，是平安的。
But Jesus Christ, he himself is peace.
那么他来到这个世上，因为他本身就是律法。
He came to this world, he fulfilled the law.
So,
himself is the law.
因为他成全了律法。
Because he fulfilled the law.
所以我们能够彼此和好，除掉中间这个敌意。
So that we, as Gentiles and Israelites, we can reconcile together and remove the barrier between us.
并不是说我们废掉了律法，不是说我们不需要律法。
Not because we abolish the law, not because we don't need laws.
而是说，耶稣已经替我们成全了律法。
On the other hand, is Jesus himself fulfilled the law for us.
我们都知道，旧约的所有的律法上面谈到这些献祭等等，都是预表在耶稣身上。
We know that the sacrifice made in the Old Testament is all fulfilled in our Lord Jesus Christ.
那么我们就想到了，我耶稣来了，律法成全了，所以我们并不是不遵守律法，而是我们借着耶稣遵守了律法。
And we know that when Jesus came and the law is completed, accomplished by Jesus, so that we in God's eye, we are righteous.
可是我们刚刚也谈到，我们跟神之间是有敌意的。
I just mentioned that we are enemies of God.
犹太人跟外邦人之间也是有敌意的。
And there are also Gentiles and Israelites, they are enemies to each other too.
所以在十三节说，你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里靠着他的血已经得亲近了。
And verse 13 here says, Now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ.
我们与神有敌意，我们是离开神的，这就是自从亚当夏娃犯罪以后我们的状况。
We are enemies to God and we don't obey God. That's the fall since Adam and Eve.
我们都离开了神。
We all strayed from God.
所以当耶稣说他本身就是平安，换句话说他来到世上，他的事工就是一个和好的事工。
So when Jesus says he himself is the peace and the reason he came here is the reconciliation for people and God.
刚刚用的这个字叫做 reconciliation， 这个字从这个希腊的这个字的字根还有另外一个意义，是联合的意义。
And the word reconciliation in the Greek meaning that also has the united.
所以耶稣来了，不但让我们跟神和好，让人外邦人跟犹太人和好，而且也让我们跟神联合在一起。
So when Jesus came, not only we Gentiles and reconciled with the Israelites, we also union with Jesus.
所以耶稣和好的事工是把已经分离的聚集在一起。
And the reconciliation Jesus gave to us is for the before it was separate, now they are unioned together.
我们都知道浪子的故事。
We know that the prodigal son's story.
我们没信以前我们都是浪子。
Before we believe, we all prodigal sons.
那么耶稣借着他和好的事工把我们带回到神的面前，把浪子带回家。
But Jesus, the peacemaker, he brought all the peace to our prodigal sons and bring us to God's home.
所以一个浪子，一个离开神的人，都是丧失的罪人。
So for every man that strayed from God, they are a lost sinner.
那么耶稣跟我们，使我们跟他和好，就是变成了教会的一个特征。
So the reconciliation is one of the characteristics of church.
我们已经被召回家了。
We are called into this home.
我们已经跟神和好了。
We are reconciled with God.
我们已经跟神联合在一起。
We are united together with God.
那么我们也应该是犹太人跟外邦人也都联合在基督里。
And we Gentiles and the Israelites, we all are united together in Jesus.
所以说我们说这是教会的第一个特征，也是耶稣基督建造身体的第一个工作。
And this is the first characteristic of church, the reconciliation.
那么彼得在使徒行传里面又说了一基督做的另外一件事。
And the Apostle Peter also mentioned in the book of Acts, Jesus did another thing.
他说 他又借着信进结了我们的心。
And through faith,through belief that he cleansed our heart.
他 cleanse, 他洁净了我们，使我们不分他们我们。
And so that we Gentiles and the Israelites, we don't divide it anymore.
所以耶稣的另一项事工也是教会的另一个特征，就是净化。
And another characteristic of the church is the purification.
其实净化跟和好是连在一起的。
And the purification and the reconciliation, they are together, they are united.
我为什么这么讲？
Why I say this?
有一句英文，我不晓得中文怎么样翻比较妥当。你们可能都听过。这句话是说The whole is greater than the sum of all its parts. 总体要远超过把所有的分。
一加一大于二。
一加一大于二，对。本体远超过把所有的 element 集在一起。那么换句话讲，耶稣不仅仅是把所有的人都聚集在一起，都混在一起。
Not only Jesus bring all his people together.
所以他把人聚集在一起以后，他还把他们净化了。
And also he cleansed them.
他把他们净化了以后呢，人就变了。
And after they cleanse them, they are changed.
你要想想看，假如我们没有被耶稣净化以前，我们都是肮脏污秽的人。
Imagine that before we are cleansed by Jesus, that we all defiled.
只要你把所有的 defiled 的、所有的肮脏的人都带到教会里面，那不是臭气冲天了吗？
If you bring all the defiled person into church without the cleansing, then the church is all filled with filthy.
刚刚我们唱诗的时候问你愿意不愿意受洁净，所以耶稣的工作虽然是使我们和好，使我们与神联合在一起，他同时把我们净化。
Not only Jesus brought us into the reconciliation, he also purifies us.
这个图片是一个炼金炉的图片。
This is the picture shows the function of the furnace.
我们知道箴言有一句话说鼎是为了炼银，炉是为了炼金。可是神的话语是炼什么？炼人的心。
And in Proverbs that we know that furnace is for purify the gold, but God's word is to purify his people.
那么我们人靠神的话语 借着主耶稣基督靠着以信心来净化我们。
We people, by God's word and by the work of Jesus Christ, that, our heart, are cleansed.
所以这个很有意思，说我们进去炉子以前，我们都是污秽的，我们都是肮脏的，我们都是尘土，我们都是脆弱的，我们都是疲劳的，都是古旧的。
In the furnace, we.
你们可以看到英文就不必再翻了哈。那么我们从里面出来呢，我们出来以后都是没有损害的，都是没有锈的，都是洁净的，所以我们不再是以前的了。
So we're no longer the old me.
所以我们要改变了。
So we're changed.
我们常常说我们信了耶稣以后不再是旧人，而是新人。
The Bible tells us after we believe Jesus Christ, we're a new creation.
怎么变成新人？
How we become the new creation?
要靠神的话语，靠耶稣，靠我们信心来洁净。
And it's by God's word, Jesus Christ, and our faith.
我们刚刚说过，人看到我们就要看到教会，人看到教会就等于看到神，所以人看到的究竟是什么样子的人？
And
我们是什么样子的人？
When people see us, they see the church, and when they see the church, then they see God.
神，耶稣不断的在净化我们。
God is purifying us in the process of purifying us.
问题是，我们有没有让他来洁净我们？
But do we let him to purify us?
当我们信主的时候，我们说我们接受主耶稣基督，接受他到我们的心里。
When the time we believe Jesus, we said we receive him into our heart.
那么他进来要净化我们的时候，我们有没有让他净化
？And when he enters into our heart, do we let him cleanse our heart?
这是我们每一个人都要自己问的。
And we should ask ourselves this question.
我也自己反省，信主那么多年，我究竟有多长的时间在拒绝让神来洁净我？
And oftentimes I self-examine myself. I believed for so many years how many times that I let Jesus do his cleansing work in me.
有多少时候有些东西我抓得紧紧的不放，耶稣要放开我紧紧的不肯放。
How many?
现在还有，我敢说一定还有。
How many things that I hold on tight for myself, but Jesus want me to let it go, and it still happens now. I don't let Jesus do His work.
假如我们不让耶稣洁净我们。我们没有办法完完全全的与人合一，也没有办法完完全全的与神合一。
If we don't let Jesus do his cleansing work, we can't be totally reconciled with people and with God.
这是第二个特征。
This is the second characteristic of church.
二章二十节，这里说，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
And verse 20 here also says, "Built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, with Christ Jesus Himself as the chief cornerstone."
这就是第三个特征。
That's the third characteristic of the church.
有基督耶稣为房角石。
Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone.
那么这里把教会形容成一个建筑物。
And here it describes church as a building.
那么耶稣基督是那一块房角石。
And Jesus Christ is that cornerstone.
那么有的翻译成 cornerstone, 有的翻译成说 chief cornerstone, 啊，都一样。这是耶稣引用诗篇118篇，他说匠人所砌的石头已做了房角的头块石头，这里形容是头块石头。
And the cornerstone is the idea is taken from the Psalm 118. It says it's the first chief stone for the building.
我是对建筑是完全门外汉，不懂。 我不晓得我们当中有没有学建筑的和学力学的，那么我只是知道这块头块的防脚石把它放下去以后，就决定整个的建筑物怎么样被造。
I don't know much about the architecture, but maybe some among you knows, but I know that the cornerstone is the very important, the chief stone before the building even can base the build up on that on top of it.
所以换句话说，这一块头脚头块的防脚石也是整个建筑的一个蓝图。
And we can say that that first the piece of chief cornerstone is the important structure of the whole blue map of the building.
那么它整个的建造要靠了这个来做。
And the whole building is structured around this cornerstone.
可是呢，这里又有一个我们需要思想的，在这一节经节，说各房靠它联络的合适啊。
And also upon this cornerstone, that all things that joined together properly.
So we are using Christ Jesus as a foundation. We are relying on Christ Jesus to connect the
right. So Jesus Christ is that chief cornerstone, and we, based on that cornerstone, that we joined together.
可是有一另外有一句话在二十节里面他说。 说，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上。我们刚刚念过了。
And verse 20 says, "Build on the foundation of the apostle and the prophets."
我们既然说主耶稣基督是这个房角石，是这个根基。If
we say that Jesus Christ is the cornerstone,
那么又说是先知、使徒的根基上。
And why here it says also the foundation built on the foundation of the apostle and the prophets.
那么这里有没有什么冲突呢?
Is there any conflict in here?
那么究竟谁什么是教会的基础?
And what is really the base of the church?
所以我们要知道，首先我们要确定什么是这个建筑物的基础。
And first, we need to understand what is really the foundation of the church.
那么保罗在哥林多前书毫无疑问地说，在三章十一节，他说：“因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。”And
Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11 says, "For no one can lay any other foundations other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ."
所以使徒、先知不是教会的根基。So
the apostle and the Paul, they are not the foundation of the church.
那我们怎么解释说，并且建造在使徒和先知的根基上？
Then how we explain here, we are built upon the foundation is built upon the apostle and the prophets.
我们可以思想一下，这教会是怎么造？圣经上面箴言有一句话，他说：“房屋因智慧建造，又因聪明建立，其中因知识充满各样美好宝贵的财物。”这个不必烦了啊。那么意思是什么？ 意思是说，我们建造房屋是靠智慧，智慧就是神自己。And
the meaning, Pei Nian just taken from the Proverbs. It says, we establish the buildings with wisdom. God is that wisdom.
又因聪明，什么是聪明？
What is understanding?
不是我们所想象的聪明， smart.
It's not what we think about smart.
这个聪明是说对神的智慧的认识跟了解，这个聪明。
And this understanding, the smartness is how can we understand God's wisdom?
又说其中因知识充满，这是什么知识？
And the knowledge fills in the building.
这个知识是神的话语。
That knowledge is God's word.
所以有人把这些经节来形容怎么样维持一个婚姻，或者怎么样建立一个家庭，当然怎么样建立一个教会都可以使用。我们这个教会的建立是在神为基础，对神的认识是让我们立得稳，对神的话语的熟悉是我们这个教会里面的实质。
Some people also use that understanding and wisdom in building up their marriage and also the church and also other relationships. But this is just tells us that the more that we are familiar and know God's word, then the more understanding and wisdom we have.
也就是因为主耶稣基督作为根基，以神来建造，对神的话语的认识使我们联络的合适。
And it's because Jesus Christ is that cornerstone, and because we have the understanding and the wisdom about God's word, that's how we build our church.
那为什么说建造在使徒和先知的根基上呢？
Then why here says it build on the foundation of the apostle and the prophet?
是因为使徒跟先知们对神的智慧认识，对神的智慧了解，对神的话语熟悉。
It's because the apostles and the prophets, they have the understanding and the wisdom of God's word, and they're familiar and knows God's word.
那么使徒跟先知们在教会里面用神的话语来讲解，来教导。
And also they, in the church, they preach and teaching God's word.
也用他们的生命来做见证。来影响我们。
And they also use their life to demonstrate God's word and to give us the testimony.
所以你这样子想的话，这些先知或者是使徒们是一个这个建造物的工人。
And we can think of that the apostles and the prophets, they are also workers of the building the church.
他们把耶稣基督这个根基放在教会里面。
And the foundation, the cornerstone is Jesus Christ is already laid there.
所以话里面说耶稣基督是根基，那么先知跟使徒是来建造这个根基的神的仆人。
And Jesus is the cornerstone, and the apostle and the prophets, they are the workers that build on top of it.
那我们最后思想联络的合适。
And then through that, we all joined together.
我们怎么样联络的合适？
How we joined together perfectly.
我们每一个人都有神给我们的能力，都有神给我们的恩赐。
Every one of us that we have a gift from God.
那么保罗在罗马书告诉我们说，他在哥林多前书也讲说，有的人是有做教师的恩赐，有的人有做牧师的恩赐，有的人有做传道的恩赐，有的人有施舍的，有的人是劝化人的，有的人是治理的，有的人是怜悯的。
And through our apostle's letter, he told us that some are teachers, some are pastors, some are givers, and some are governors, that God gave different people different talent to build up his church.
那么他说我们每一个人要把这一些都摆上。
And he is commanding us that each of us should give us our gift to serve.
不要忘记，我们谈到教会的第二个特征是净化。
And don't forget that the second characteristic is the purification.
假如我们没有先被神净化，我们这些摆不上。
Without a purification, first, then we can't give God the gift from God to build His church.
因为神已经把我们的老我从我们里面除掉。
Because God has to do His work to put off the old self away.
已经把我们的私心从里面除掉。
And He needs to remove our self-centeredness from ourselves.
也只有这样，我们才能毫无自私的把自己的神给赐给我们一切的才干奉献出来。
And only after that, we can sacrificially to give ourselves our gift and everything God gave to us to use in His ministry.
也只有这样，我们在神里面做事，不求自己的，求的是神的。
And only through that, what we do in Christ is not to seek ourselves, but to seek God's glory.
也只有这样做，我们能够做到保罗说个人看别人比自己强，不要只顾念自己的事，也要顾念他人的事。
And only through that we can do as the apostle taught us that we should see others that better than ourselves and not only to care for our own things, also care about others' need.
所以，这就是我们在主里面属灵的成长。
That is our spiritual.
我们常常说，我们学习建立教会，建立主的身体，学习过肢体的生活。我们怎么做？我们就是这样做。
And oftentimes we talk about to study how to build up or the church, and each part should do their responsibilities. And how should we do it? We should follow this teaching.
所以我们要在基督里联络的合适。我们就要彼此相爱，互相体谅，然后在一起，在团契，彼此弥补个人的不足。
If we want to join together perfectly in the body of Christ, that we need to love one another and forbearing one another and to use our gift to build up one another.
所以 Mother Teresa 这句话讲得很有道理，我们要弥补彼此的不足。
So here is a saying from Mother Teresa. We need to cover each other's weakness.
Yeah. 你做你能做的是我不能做的，我能做的是你不能做的，可是我们合在一起，我们可以成就大事。
You can do things I cannot. I can do things you cannot. Together we can do great things.
成就大事就是建造主的身体。
To us Christians, that the great things is build up the body of Christ.
就是建立我们的教会。
And build up our church.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你让我们看到我们原来与你是有敌意的。
And you let us see that we are the enemies toward you.
借助你的儿子，让我们能够和好。
Through your Son, Jesus, that we can be reconciled with you.
我们不但与神和好，连接在一起。
Not only we reconciled with God and united with God.
我们也彼此和好，彼此连接在一起。
And we among ourselves, we can reconcile and union together.
主啊，我们但求你让我们接受你的洁净。
Oh Lord, let us receive your purification.
让我们能够变得更像你。
So that we can become more like you.
让我们才能够真正的相爱。
So that we can truly love one another.
同一在一起，
同工。
So that we can do the work together.
我们这样祈求是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.